When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, let's go on Saturday night. This is a 5:30 game at Four Pines Park. Seagulls up against the Panthers. So we've already been talking very glowingly about the Panthers. But Daly Cherry Evans breaks the all-time record for Manly. Goes past Cliff Lyons' 310th game. That's extraordinary. Matt Lodge back training too, not included in the 17. James Fisher-Harris is, so he and Moses Leota there. Maverick guy out of the 17. And our man, Brad Schneider, he's going to go around again in that famous Penrith number 7 jersey. Tristan?
Yeah, and Penrith are slight favourites in this game. It's going to be a really, really good battle. As you say, it's going to be a big event there for all the Seagulls fans to celebrate DCE. And they're $2.30 underdogs at home. Penrith $1.62 and 3.5 is this line. $1.90 pick 'em, 39.5 for total points. So it's a really tricky one to price up because, you know, obviously there was a massive move towards the Roosters last week on the back of Penrith missing out on Cleary, and they got the result, and now we're sort of just trying to find where that right position should be, and then obviously we're going to have all of the other stuff going on with Manly as well. So it's been a really tricky one to find out where that number should sit, but surprisingly it hasn't moved from where we originally pushed it. So 3.5 at the moment, pretty solid.
How difficult has it been to try and get a handle on the Panthers and a number and a rating over the last couple of weeks? I mean, as Tristan says, 11.5 point move last week, and then they went outright. They didn't even need the move in their favour. And then they now end up going to Brookvale with the only change being Fisher-Harris in, who was certainly significant, but they've gone to a 4-point favourite on an away game, still in Sydney, into Brookvale, which is, you know, certainly no easy hunting ground. I thought the move was a little bit too big, but I don't want to touch the Eagles here either. I think both of these have shown over recent years that they're not necessarily the best wet track players. Certainly the Eagles have always struggled in the wet. Back at home, but off a really poor offering the week last week and then the week prior, you know, leading 14-0 and just wanting to play a lot of sideways and then not defend through the middle. If this is wet, as it will be at Brookvale, and Penrith just want to knuckle down and go through the front door, I think the game, again, is very tight. I could only be with the Panthers, but I don't want to touch the game.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, if you think about what the headline says the next day or what you're talking about on the radio, it's like, well, of course Manly should have won. Daly's significant milestone match back at home after a poor away performance. So, yes, that all makes sense. But then the other part of you goes, of course Penrith go and win that game comfortably because look at what they did last week against the Roosters on their turf and they had Fisher-Harris back and the machine rolls on. So I reckon it's really hard to get a read on this one. The part of me that was there watching them live just to see how comfortable they were in defence against anything that the Roosters had to offer. Now, maybe Manly have more to offer in attack than what the Roosters showed last week. We'll have to wait and see, but it certainly wasn't on show down at Wollongong. This machine that is Penrith, like they are, you know, missing a part, doesn't matter. Someone comes in and does the job. Schneider last week was excellent. I anticipated doing again. Jerome Luai got himself much more involved, and you know the value that they're getting out of, even at 750 grand, Isaac Tungor and Taylan May and Sunia Taruva, who I'm sure is getting paid absolutely nothing, but that won't be the case for much longer.
Well, what about Smith in the middle, Jimmy? I mean, he's gone to a new level over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah,
you know, he's really improved his game and he's doing some tough work. And just on the Eagles, I watched them very closely last week, in particular Tommy. I'm not sure that Turbo's not carrying a leg injury. He just did not look right to me last week.
So I'll go the other way. I watched that game very closely too, and you're all fully aware of my obsession with Tom Trbojevic. And have a look at the data coming out. So I had a look at it the other day. He did 14 carries for 146 metres, right? And Roger Tuivasa-Sheck did 27 carries for 283 metres, right? You can't tell me Tom couldn't do 28 carries. Roger was doing twice as many carries. Tom travels as much ground as Roger. He goes from one side to the other, and sometimes you can't pick it up on the telly because he'll go out of shot, and then next thing he'll turn up at the other. So he'll go from the right side having a shot, doesn't get the ball. He'll go all the way across for the next play on the left-hand side, doesn't get the ball. So then he'll come back to the center to get the ball on a kick and doesn't get the ball. And I'm like, you are spending too much energy not getting the ball.
I agree with you totally, Jimmy, and I could see that. But when he takes the football, he's only playing off 2 or 3 metres at the moment. He's not attacking the line as we know he can. He just looked very proppy to me and not at his best. That was compounded by the fact that, you know, Manly just played so sideways last week. They did not go forward and earn the right before they wanted to go sideways.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll go the Panthers -3.5 there. Have we found anything that resembles a lunch bet here?
No.
We're all singing off the same hymn sheet at the moment.
Yeah. All right.